Good morning. It is 10:23 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by
Emma Brooks, Director, Member, and Community Relations.
I have to remember to turn your mic on all three segments today because it's our last show together.
I know. You got it this time?
I did.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. One more to go. You can do it.
I can do it. You want to introduce our next guest? You have both spent a lot of time on the radio together in the last few
months. I know. It's been fun. I've learned so much. So we're really excited. We have Lauren DiAgostino here. She's a plant-based chef, a lifestyle coach with Life Well Loved, and a doTERRA wellness advocate.
Yes. Thanks again for having me. I love coming on every month.
We love having you. I'm supposed to meet with you about your oils, essential oils, on Tuesday, and the stars did not align for us, but I still want to. Every time you're on, I learn something interesting and new. So
yeah,
I'm really excited to learn about, toxic load.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it is one of those things that once you learn about it, you're like, how did I not know about this? How did I not think about that? And then you just realize that it's everywhere. So toxic load is all of the things that we absorb that are environmental threats, that are harmful, that are chemicals, that kind of thing. So it's kind of beyond the food. So synthetic ingredients and chemicals found in your makeup, found in your cleaning products that you use in your home, found in the Teflon cookware that you might have, or the flame retardant we don't really use anymore, the pajamas, right? But any flame retardant chemicals that might be on your furniture, on your carpet, or Teflon's used a lot for like waterproofing, so like those waterproof dress pants for men, like that's going to be exposure there for them. Other things like UV filters, like sunscreens, if they're chemically produced. Grilling and charring meats produces a lot of toxins as well. And just anything else that we think of, kind of the obvious things. So like pollution from living or working in a city, or from spending lots of time in the car, right? Those chemicals still off gas from the fabric in the car, right? That new car smell.
Yeah.
Well, it's still happening, you know, even when the smell dissipates, you still get some of that. So that's where some of those toxins come from. And then even when you think you're doing something good by cleaning your home, you've got to be careful with what you're cleaning it with, or washing your hair, right? It's important to wash your hair, but what are you washing your hair with? So really the toxins are everywhere. And you know, in the average home, there's, you know, thousands of chemicals, that over time, that exposure can really disrupt the endocrine system, disrupt hormones. And that's why we see a rise in those hormone related cancers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
This is wicked random, and I don't know if it's true or not. The shampoos that suds, are those the ones with the most chemicals? Like if you get like a huge lather with your shampoo, is that true?
I can imagine it being true now that I'm thinking of the experiences that I've had with certain shampoos, and then what I know now to avoid in shampoo. And the one I use now is actually from doTERRA, which I thought I would hate. I'm like, oh, natural shampoo, that can't possibly work. But it really has improved the quality of my hair. It makes the dry time so much faster, which is great because I have a thick head of hair.
Yeah.
You know, it just helps. It helps to infuse it with, you know, with healthy minerals and essential oils. It's got wild orange and lime in it.
Is it a shampoo that you buy from them, or do you make it?
No, it's a shampoo you can buy right from them. Yep. And it's affordable. It's the same price as what you might buy, you know, from CVS, but I have such peace of mind knowing that it's such high quality, and it's also really great, you know, for my hair. It's okay for me to be breathing it in as I'm in a hot shower, you know. You get the exposure to chemicals that way when, you know, when they become airborne, and then you breathe them in, and also using them on your scalp, so.
How can we avoid or reduce the impact that those toxins have on our health?
Yeah, so it's really just going to be first about awareness. So kind of take an inventory of what things you have in your home and what you're cleaning with, what you're using in the bathroom, maybe even what kind of toothpaste are you using. There's so many toxic things found in the toothpaste. You know, if it says on the back, like, caution, do not swallow, well, why do you want to be putting it in your mouth anyways? So just looking for things like that. And then... starting to think about how you might use essential oils, which is a service that I offer, to help people transition into using more of these natural things. So, for example, you can clean your wood floors or your kitchen floor, anything really besides carpet, with just some water and a couple drops of a citrus oil. So I love the wild orange. Then your home smells like oranges, which is so great. Lemon is really antibacterial, really great for cleaning like surfaces in your home. Just put it in a little bit of vinegar and some water and use that. And then the On Guard, which is the protective blend, immune boosting blend. It's got things like cinnamon, clove, orange, and rosemary. That not only will leave your home smelling great, but that also helps to boost the immune protection factor, which is especially important this time of year, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Sure.
So,
and that smells like fall, too.
It does.
You
yeah,
let so me smell it the other day. And yeah. It smells so good.
So the On Guard is great. It comes in a cleaner concentrate, which you'll just need, you know, a little bit, and then you add some water to it in a glass spray bottle, and then you can use that on everything. They make so many other products, and there's tons of recipes out there. You know, there's really a natural solution for everything. You know, anything from like a stained or smelly carpet to kind of stale smelling laundry or some mildew smelling washing machine, any of that type of stuff. There's a natural solution for it all.
You must have a lot of oils. And they don't take up a lot of space. I mean, they're in cute little bottles.
Yeah, I've accumulated a good amount, but you don't need a lot of them to tackle a majority of the issues. Really, you would be able to handle 80% of issues that pop up with the top 10 oils.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Interesting.
You'll still need to, of course, rely on modern medicine. We're so thankful to have it, you know, for those emergencies that pop up. But for most of the things that we face, we can become empowered in our own health and have those solutions at our fingertips. And when you're not quite sure what to use for what, that's what someone like me is here for, to help guide you through that process, because it can be kind of intimidating or kind of just unfamiliar. So you're not sure how to use it, but it's so funny that we have no problem reaching for, you know, a chemical containing solution off the shelf, and we don't even think twice about it. But when people think, you know, about essential oils, it's
a really good,
there's a really good point. Yeah, a bit of a learning curve there.
We kind of all have to, like, kind of retrain our minds.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I like what you said about how, like, a lot of times if there's something, like an illness or something, we're treating the symptoms, not necessarily, like, what's ultimately causing it. And that's what we use things like ibuprofen for if you have a headache or something like that. But the oils can do so much to stop that stuff from even happening in the first place. So.
Exactly. And if you're going to be spending the money anyways, right, you spend it on oil or you spend it on ibuprofen, wouldn't you rather just not have the discomfort from a headache and then be doing good things for your body? I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I was with my girlfriends a couple weeks ago, and we were at, a couple of them are big into felting. Have you heard of felting? You, like, make things out of, I don't know, anyways, wool. But so we went to the yarn barn. So at first I'm laughing because I'm like, really? We're at the yarn barn right
like
now?
We've come a long way from our college days.
Yeah, we're at the yarn barn. But they had doTERRA oils there.
Yeah.
And one of my friends has been having headaches, so she bought mint.
Yes, peppermint is great for headaches.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think more and more people are going the natural route and felting.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to look that up on Pinterest now.
It's like, now you're going to see it everywhere. Because my friend made like a mouse out of wool felting. And then all of a sudden, I see felting classes popping up all over Facebook. And yeah. So now,
oh God.
Yeah. So now you're going to see it. But anyways, I'm digressing. So what essential oil protocols and remedies would you recommend?
Yeah. So a great one that that I think is really key for people to kickstart any kind of natural shifts that they want to make is to first do a detox, because, you know, I kind of noticed that in myself. I'm like, wow, like I've had, you know, 20 plus years of exposure to all of these things. Probably a lot of that's still kind of circulating through my system. So I better kick that right out then, so that these oils that I'm using now can really go in and do some really awesome stuff. So doTERRA has a 30-day detox protocol that involves lots of natural supplements, lots of support for detoxing organs like the kidneys and the liver and that kind of thing. So you'd want to couple that with really with a solid month of some clean eating as well, just because
I was just going to ask about that.
Yep. Through the food, you can be retoxing, you know, as you eat, but that's a separate conversation for another day. So I would recommend for sure some digestive enzyme support. I noticed a big change in myself. I used to eat, you know, tons of dairy, like ice cream after school every day as a kid. And so I don't eat dairy anymore, but I still was having kind of, you know, like acne breakouts on my chin, which turns out is the gastrointestinal reflection on your skin, you know, in skin mapping. So I started taking this digestive enzyme twice a day, and it really has gone in, I think, because, you know, my skin is starting to really clear up now and really kind of like get that glow.
I was going to say the glow,
because the enzyme has gone in and really just eaten that kind of like residual muck that's been left from all the, you know, all the years of eating something that my body didn't like.
It's crazy that it stays in your system that long.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know that.
But
I didn't know that.
But I like that you say muck. I think of a lake.
It was.
Right? Like, it just
it
keeps on layering on, you know?
Yeah. And so now think about that I've done that. Now those organs that need to absorb those nutrients that I take good care in, you know, in what I eat, and it costs whatever it costs. So now instead of kind of just passing through and maybe my body's picking up some nutrients and maybe not so much, but now that it's kind of cleaned up down there, now I can really absorb all of the nutrients from the food, all of the value from the oils now that the pipes are clean.
Mm-hmm.
What about coffee? I drink black coffee, but I've heard that
coffee,
still it's not great for you.
There's mixed, you know, mixed studies on that, I think. And that's the interesting thing about the natural science and especially the nutrition science is that it's ever changing, ever evolving. So you can really find any study to back up whatever it is you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
but, you know, with coffee, I think the important thing is to think about how it makes you feel. Like I have periods of high anxiety, and I notice that I am more on edge when I am regularly drinking coffee. Mm. But when I back off, it's like I kind of come back, you know, and I'm more a little more level-headed, and I'm a little, just a little calmer in general. Yeah. So it's different for everyone.
I'm sure if you went through a detox too, it would be completely different. Because like right now, like I think it's a sip of coffee, I'm like, ah, I love you, coffee.
Yeah. But so for you know that. Like you, it might be that it really gives you a lot of joy or a lot of comfort, and that's totally okay.
Yeah. And it's black.
Yeah, so you got to
bring it on.
No
dairy, no sugar.
You're being
good.
Yeah.
Do you have any other protocols or remedies you want to talk about while you're here?
Let's see. You know, I'm trying to think. Lots of people these days need digestive support, so that's kind of, you know, another area where the oils can really help. They've got a line of digestive oils, a really great blend that helps to support that process. Just to help people have an easier time absorbing the nutrients that they need and kind of helping the body to flush the things that might, you know, be detrimental to their health. Lemon in your water. I mean, it can be as simple as that. It can be as simple as washing your produce, organic or not, just with, you know, some citrus oil and some water. You know, like I said, as simple as adding some lemon drops to your water, or orange if you don't care for lemon. Those citrus oils are gently detoxing. And then for sure the multivitamin complex, the cellular support, the omegas, and the whole food vitamin and mineral complex. And so there's some essential oils in there as well. The ones that are really beneficial to take internally, like frankincense, like oregano, like lemon, those ones that really support the body's immune system and support that process of flushing things that could turn harmful.
My last question is apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so what exactly does that do? I drank it the other morning.
I don't know how you did the smell of it.
Well, I did 2 teaspoons with hot water. And at first it was good, but then towards the end I was like, I think I need to acquire this taste.
Yeah.
So
I like to reach for it when I'm making salad dressing.
Yeah.
it's a great way to get it in without having to kind of like choke down that flavor, because it can be really strong and really acidic and really off-putting.
We did that on the TV show. I remember you using that when we made salad dressing.
But it is really beneficial. So I make a great morning cleanse drink that's just a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, 8 ounces of water, 2 drops of lemon, 2 drops of ginger oil, and 1 drop of cinnamon and a little local honey or maple syrup just to help sweeten it up, kind of take that edge off. And I just drink that in the morning on an empty stomach. And
room temperature water?
Yeah, room temperature is fine. You could heat it up if you want. You would want to add the oils after you heat it. But yeah, room temperature is fine, and it's delicious. It tastes like fall with the cinnamon and the ginger in there. But then it's also helping you to get that apple cider vinegar. But some people can throw it back, you know, in a shot, which I've done once and thought I was, you know, like back in the college days. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to gag. But it is really beneficial. Yeah.
All right.
Sweeten it up.
Okay. That was my question, because I went into the office. I'm like, so I did the apple cider vinegar. If folks want to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
Yeah, so they can check out the doTERRA website. My page is my.doTERRA, that's doTERRA.com/LaurenDagostino1, LaurenDagostino1. They can email me, lauren@lifewellloved.me. My phone number, if that's the way you like to go, call or text, whatever, is 978-846-3551.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have like a million more questions. I'll get you off
there. We'll connect for your consultation.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take our final break of this week, and it will be our final segment with the wonderful Emma Brooks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.